Hello, PMP. How is everybody tonight? I'm going to put my little mic on. Not sure what's going on here. Hi. All right. Can y'all hear me okay? Do I need this mic? Let me know if you hear me okay. Here's what we're going to do. Cool. Thank you. So for all you newbies, how this works is, I put my mic on. Okay. How this works is you guys come in, you raise your hand, I call on you, I try and get you in order. If you have just a question, you can ask it in the Q&A. And you guys can talk to each other in the chat. I probably won't check the chat much. All right. Let's check the sound now. How's that sound? Can everybody hear me? Y'all let me know better. Yeah. Yeah. The mic is better. It's just a little annoying. Okay. So let's get started. Let's see who we got here. Vanessa, your hand is raised. You're up. I understand there's a new sound, their new volume feature here too. I think I can change your volume, which would be sort of cool. So let's see. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome, and I can hear you. This is great. We don't have to hunt for the little thing anymore.
Perfect.
All right. So what's up?
Okay.
Uh-oh, you just went away. What happened to your sound?
I'm not sure.
Okay, there you are. You're back now.
Okay.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Start again.
So my question is regarding hunger.
Okay.
I have been following the 24-hour plan. I mean, for like 4 weeks now. I joined in April. But, and this was problems previously with, you know, quote unquote dieting. Mm-hmm. Is I am hungry. And I, with this one, it's completely different. So I'm looking at my plan, I'm making adjustments, adding more protein, adding fat, you know. But my question is, do I, in your opinion, with mm-hmm. all of your expertise, mm-hmm. should I sit in that hunger for a while, give my body time to get used to eating less food, eating on a different pattern? I mean, the other day I was hungry for like an hour and I was just like, I'm not going to eat again. Like, it's just because I had just eaten an hour before. Yeah. And it was a reasonable meal. It wasn't like I just, you know, snacked on some popcorn and then I was hungry.
Well, we got a couple things going on here. The first is, should I eat when I'm hungry? Mm-hmm. And the second is, why are you hungry an hour after your meal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the answer to the first one is, you can eat when you hit minus two. Whether right. or not you choose to is your choice. I would be curious as to why you wouldn't want to eat when you hit minus two.
Well, because there's a part of me, because I'm hungry so often, mm-hmm. there's a part of me that's like, maybe it's just my body just needs time to adjust. And I'm concerned with making daily adjustments to my 24-hour plan. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I should kind of stick with what I have for the week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and see what the scale says. Mm-hmm. I mean, I the other night I ran out of food on my plan. So the next day I added more food, but I was just kind of like,
are you eating?
It's frustrating to me that I'm hungry so often.
Are you eating to plus two?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
But I'm not sure if I'm, because I don't want to go over, it is very possible that I'm not, you know, eating to a plus two, that I'm eating, you know, under a plus two.
Mm-hmm. That could be why you're getting hungry sooner. You might be eating to zero or plus one.
Okay.
So play with that a little bit. You really, we talk about this on the podcast and all the time. You really have to blow past plus two in order to find it. Now, I'm not suggesting you have an all-out binge or anything like that. I'm closing these things. I'm not suggesting that. But you have to play with it. You have to, you know, that's how you find it, is by actually going to plus three or four and saying, no, wait, that was too much. Okay, so next time if I back off, three or four or five bites is going to make a difference. Okay, so try tomorrow, try adding 3 bites and see where you think that lands you. Remember, you want to be satisfied, but you don't want to be full. Okay, and you want to look for a cue, like you slow down or you, sometimes I hear myself say, I wonder if that's enough. You know, when I hear, I wonder if that's enough, it's probably enough, you know, because your body will let you know when it's had enough food, but it's going to be real subtle. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the, I've tried to apply some of those things. Like I've heard Corinne say, like she takes a breath. I've really tried to slow down, take smaller bites, you know, give it time to, get into my system. But I feel like part of the problem is, I don't know. I just feel, I think because of, I mean, this sounds kind of disgusting, but my stomach is all messed up from having a humongous baby. So it sits really high. And so I feel like I feel full before I am full. Like I get an uncomfortable feeling, almost like, I don't know if you have kids, but almost like when you're 9 months.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. When you're 9 months. Oh, I do.
So
How long ago did you have that baby?
She's 12.
She's 12.
But
okay.
I still got the belly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was wondering if, you know, sometimes right after a baby, the organs haven't descended back into their, but yours is where it's going to be. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do have, you know, particularly distended stomach with my abdominal muscles are all messed up and need to be repaired. But because of that physical, you know, anomaly, I do feel like I feel full before I am actually, I'm wondering if that's also happening as well.
Are you drinking a lot of water when you're eating your meals?
Not a lot. I might have, you know.
Try that too. Try not having any water. I mean, if you need something to wash it down, you know, obviously.
No water. Okay.
But well, 4 or 5 sips shouldn't make that big a difference. But sometimes people think they need to drink a full glass of water with their meal. And that actually can mess up the hunger signals a little bit because you feel fuller when you drink a big, big glass of water and then it goes away pretty quick.
Yeah. I've been using the water to fight some of the hunger because I'm like, okay, maybe I'm thirsty.
That's a good thing. What about fats? Are you having a fat with every meal? Or are you like low fat everything and eating all broccoli and lettuce?
No, I'm very pro fat. So like on my sandwich today, I had ham and I have a couple slices of bacon. Okay. You know, with my breakfast, I had yogurt, full fat, yogurt. Yeah, so I do try to have a fat in every meal.
Okay. Well, try playing with that full side of your hunger scale. Cause you should, I mean, with that kind of food, you should be able to go 3 or 4 hours. The only other thing I would watch for is make sure it is absolutely physical hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, emotional hunger, is going to come on real urgently. It's going to be like a reaction to stress. You know, I have to eat, you know, whereas physical hunger is actually going to be the stomach growl, when I'm good and hungry, I know I am. My stomach is empty because I can take really deep breaths, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure you're physically hungry. It's actually -2 and not 0, you know?
So emotional, I've never thought of myself as an emotional eater, but emotional hunger, do you get hunger pains? Because that's usually when I eat, when I have hunger pain.
No, it's a signal. It's just your body going, I think we should eat. We're stressed out.
Oh,
basically.
No.
Or, yeah. Or
I wait until I feel a growl.
Yeah, it's more reactionary. Yeah, no. So if you're feeling a growl, that would be physical hunger problem.
Okay.
So does that help at all? You think that helps?
It does. I mean, it's something.
I think if you, honestly, I think if you overeat, you'll know. Okay. You'll be able to say, okay, now that was not +2. That was too much.
Okay.
And then, don't go into beating yourself up about it. Just go into, okay, there's the data I need. That was too much. So next time we'll try a few bites less and see where that lands.
Okay. So I should add more to my meal and not necessarily more snacks. Cause that's what I added more snacks.
I would add 3 or 4 bites to your meal and see how long you know, then, you know, like at lunch, you know, you said you have a sandwich, you know, add some carrot sticks or, you know, so add something and then see if you're hungry in an hour or if it's, you know, a couple of hours or something like that. Just kind of play with it that way.
Okay.
Because if,
but you would say that
what you want to do
are 3 to 4 hours between meals.
Mm-hmm. That's about plus where plus two will get you. Okay. And if it's a, you know, more of a meal that has a little bit more fat in it, it might even be longer or protein. I have to have protein to sustain me. The other thing is if you're eating a lot of carbs in your meal, your body will process them faster. So you'll get hungry faster. So make sure you're grounding your meals with proteins and fats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you're shooting for, about 3 to 4 hours before you get hungry again.
Okay, I will add the few more bites and just see where that takes me.
Yeah, what you want to avoid, if you add snacks, then you're almost grazing all day long.
Yeah.
And that doesn't, you know, you're probably not minus two to plus two if you're grazing all day long. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not teaching your body hungry enough. In a couple of weeks, we're going to do a hunger scale challenge.
Okay.
So every day we're going to give you another challenge to just so you can start gauging your hunger. So one of them might be skip breakfast. Your first meal is lunch. Another one might be no eating after dinner or something like that. And that always helps people figure out more about their hunger and their full.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Wow, we are stacked up tonight. Angela, you're next. Angela, then Melissa, then Mindy, Bev, Brooke, Heather. R-O-B-B-A-C. Not sure what that means. But I will find out. All right, Angela. Come on. Come on, Zoom. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that worked out well then. Good. Hi,
yes.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What I would like to talk to you a little bit about is positive self-talk.
Okay.
So I've been with the tribe almost a year. I did really well for a bit. And then due to some personal challenges and medication changes, I've gone back up. Okay. But I'm finally feeling more like myself. My medication has kind of leveled out. Feeling a lot more like myself. And I've noticed the last few days, like I've definitely been finding it much easier to be on plan, but the voice in my head is not necessarily as positive about that as it could be.
Okay. Do you think that's abnormal?
No, but no, my Marco Polo group and I've been talking about it. And you know, that's one thing they said I should get on a coaching call and, okay, have a conversation about, like, because they've noticed like some negative self-talk coming from me. And okay, they said that, you know, go on and talk about it and see what comes up.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what are you telling yourself? Give me an example.
Well, the last weekend I was supposed to go away somewhere and I ended up not going because I would have had to take this bus and I didn't want to have to sit beside someone and be that person who overlaps the seat. And I said, like, also, like, I'm just, like, I'm so embarrassed of the space that I take up because, again, in my head, I don't look the way I am. Yes, those are Harry Potter prints in the background to the person in the chat. Sorry. but yeah, I just have this negative voice in the back of my head that's like, just, you're taking up too much space.
Okay. How does that feel?
It feels pretty terrible, actually, because again, like, I don't see myself as overweight. Like, I almost feel like an opposite bobblehead, right? Like, my... Yeah. So okay, it just feels pretty terrible.
Yeah. And so when you feel terrible like that, you stay home.
You leave
yourself out of fun activities. And, you know, that just cycles back into, you don't deserve to, or you're too big or something, you know, that cycles back into those other negative thoughts, right?
Yeah.
So what if you just, heard that voice and answered it?
Oh, God, what do you say to her?
What would you say to her? Yeah, how about that?
Oh, God, between you and Betsy.
What? Why? Is that what Betsy says?
Oh, no, Betsy's, she's my fucking focused and you're my shut up, bitch.
There you go.
So I guess that's what I have to do. Like, I have to just start saying to myself, like, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, I teach, for God's sakes. Like, I stop my kids and I talk to my students all the time about positive self-talk and everything else. But just like, why am I the grown-up that can't seem to get my shit together?
So you're not only having negative self-talk, you're allowing yourself to act on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the difference. So what if I were to tell you negative self-talk is always going to come around? You just get to decide whether or not you pay attention to it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Damn you, Kathy.
But that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, when you hear that voice say you might take up too much space, you know, how much weight have you lost? Have you lost?
I was like, 2 pounds from Queen's Club.
Okay.
And then I got sick again.
Okay.
And so now I'm back up to within 7 pounds of my starting weight with BMP.
Okay. So your answer is I take up 7 pounds less space now, and I intend to take up even less.
Okay.
You know, or you just say, shut up, bitch.
<You know? laughs> I can't believe I made Kathy say shut up.
But you know, a good coach friend of mine will say, thank you for your feedback, and then move on to the next thing too. You know, it's like acknowledging the thought, because that's your habit. That thought is going to come back. If it's coming up now, it's going to continue to. But what's going to happen is, the longer you ignore it or the longer you don't act on it, the less power it seems to have. Like right now, when you hear that thought, it just sends you down into, you know, I can't go anywhere spiral, right?
Yeah.
But if you answer it back and you go into action anyway, that thought loses its power. And then that's how you show yourself that that thought loses its power. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So what I tell people a lot is, you know, if you make a list of the thoughts that you don't like in this case, it's you take up too much space. There's probably others, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Make a list of those, and then on the other side of the paper, answer them.
Okay.
You know, you take up too much space. How about, no, you don't. You're just fine. You know, keep losing weight, you'll take up even less. Whatever your answer is. So you've gone ahead and thought it out ahead of time how you're going to respond to those thoughts when they pop up.
Okay.
And then you decide whether or not you let them direct your action. Because it's all a decision. I'm big on, if you listen to any of my calls, I'm always talking about the decision point.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you had a decision point about whether or not to get on the bus, and you chose not to. You could have chosen to, regardless of whatever thought was going on in your head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Okay. You can do this.
Thank you. Well, and I think it was just more so sometimes I need to hear it from you or Betsy, God, not Corinne, because, you know, she'd be like, you get your sin. And I can just imagine what she'd say. but sometimes I need to hear it from one of you, which is so dumb, because I've got this amazing, you know, I've got two amazing Marco Polo groups that are like incredibly supportive and awesome women. But it's that sometimes I just need to hear it from one of you guys to make it even more real.
Well, I'm curious, did they say anything different?
No, honestly, they really don't.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes it's just that, you know, like sometimes they recognize that I need to hear it from somewhere else, and also, you know, figure if I'm feeling this way, then probably somebody else is too. And if I get on one of these things and spit it out, maybe somebody else, you know, will get something out of it.
Yep. Very true. Especially right now with all the new folks in.
Now little babies.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're in for.
Oh, they'll be just fine.
They're going to have such a good time. Fine.
Yep. It's, I always call it the coolest place on the internet. It really is.
It really is. Like, I mean, my Marco Polo groups are people I literally never would have met in real life at all. And one of them lives close enough that I can actually spend some time with her. So
mm-hmm. That's yeah, cool.
It's wild. And I mean, I would kill to go to camp. That's a 2020
yep.
goal.
Good.
But camp just sounds amazing.
Camp is pretty amazing. That's for sure.
Two or three of my girlfriends are going. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, you have to go get pictures with the Queen and Betsy and Kathy and do all
We'll all be there. In fact, Betsy is, she's on her way to my house right now. So stay tuned, office hours. Coach Betsy might stick her head in. That's kind of cool.
Two of you in one place, double teaming on someone? Good Lord. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're very welcome.
Do that right now.
Okay.
Jot down my thoughts and see what else comes up.
Good deal. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Alrighty. Bye. All right, Melissa, you're up. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Hi, just a quick question. So,
isn't she cute?
Thanks. She might have to be here for just a second.
Sweet pea. How old is she?
She's 5. She's just really tiny.
Yeah. My little 5-year-old granddaughter's small too. She's tiny. Hi.
Hi.
So, what's your question?
Question is a little bit about her. So we have two. Okay, what mama say? Got to be quiet for just a minute till I'm done. We have two medically fragile daughters that recently have just have started having some new issues. Do you want a Peppa? Okay, go. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Have recently just started having some issues and always before. I mean, I just joined the tribe in April. I will. I will in a minute. Okay. just joined the tribe in April. And sorry, my husband isn't home. Babe, I'm gonna need you to wait. I've been listening to the podcast for a little while. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a 24-hour plan, just doing the basics and just joined the tribe. And then, always before, I have days that I have to travel for our girls, 4 hours one way drive. So an 8-hour day travel plus doctor's appointment in the middle.
Sure.
And always before, those days were exception days for me.
Okay.
Almost an entire day of exception. Mm-hmm. But now it's happening so often that I know that every day can't be an exception day. So, example, I drove to and from Cincinnati Children's yesterday with this daughter. I'm home today, therapy most of the day. Tomorrow I drive to and from Greenville, South Carolina. I live in Knoxville, so kind of right in the middle of those two hubs of
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. My boys went to school there. They called it the Promised Land.
I don't know about that, but I would just be here too. But
I loved it. So you're asking how to handle those travel days, right?
Yeah. Well, I've already kind of I've handled it some, and then I've leveled up some. So I used to just snack, eat all the way there and all the way back, both directions, going and going. And so when I realized that we were traveling lots of days a week for this season, I knew I couldn't just eat all the way there and eat all the way back.
Right.
So I jumped ahead as soon as I joined the tribe and did a protocol, an eating protocol. And I thought, okay, that'll help. That'll at least give me some guidelines of foods, stay off the sugar, all of the go-to things, the chips, the flour, all of those things that are typical travel munchy food.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a protocol. And then I started just maybe limiting like the amounts of snacks and things that I would take, and having a meal, even if I was driving, like having a meal during a certain time. And then I was like, okay, so I'm doing better. I'm not eating a bunch of junk. It's all good food that I'm eating while traveling. I mean, it's, you know, carrots and hummus and things like that, that I could pack along with me, and nuts instead of chips. And,
I like nuts. So, eat them all.
Sorry. Nuts instead of chips. And then I even leveled up again. I was like, okay, so what can I do to keep myself, instead of reaching over and grabbing a whole handful of nuts and just sitting there and eating them and turn it on, and then reaching over and grabbing another whole handful of nuts. I leveled up again just by saying, okay, I'm going to get one at a time and chew it, swallow it, drink water. But I still find myself sort of munching, even though it's slowed down, my intake is down. I've even dropped another pound. So that's all good. But I'm not hungry the whole way. And I find it's worse on my way home because I'm tired. And sometimes I'm eating like to help stay awake or, you know, whatever, or just to kind of keep focus.
Which is counterproductive.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So I guess I'm looking for a couple of things. One, can you give me any ideas for kind of that next level up step to get me to where I'm not like eating a whole 4-hour drive home? Or a whole 4-hour drive up, even if it's good for me food, I'm eating when I'm not hungry. And then the second issue would be typically by the time I get home, even though I've kind of munched the whole way home, I get home, I get the girls in bed, I touch base with my other four kids and my husband, and then tuck six kids in, touch base with hubby, and then everybody goes to sleep and I'm like, okay, now I've got to wind down. And then I find myself eating again, even though I'm certainly not hungry. And so I've been doing the recovery worksheets.
What are you finding in the recovery worksheets?
That I just don't want to think.
That what?
Usually that I just don't want to think. Think about anything else.
What's wrong with thinking?
Well, it's stressful at this point. Like
no, it's not. That's a thought.
Okay. So at this point, if I'm thinking, then I'm... Stop.
What you're doing is worrying, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does worry solve?
Yeah. Nothing.
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 But it lets you eat because you're worrying, and then it tells you it doesn't, but it doesn't solve anything. It just lets you eat.
Right.
It actually, when you're worrying, you're not doing anything, right? You're not solving anything. You're not moving anything into action. You're not creating any plans. I'll talk about the drive up and the drive back first.
Okay.
Create a plan. You pack your food and you stay on plan. That's it. It's not any harder than that.
Okay.
You have breakfast before you leave, hypothetically. You have a morning snack in case you need it. You have lunch. You have an afternoon snack in case you need it. And only if you're hungry, you come home and have dinner.
Okay.
Pack a cooler, you know, little cooler or a little lunchbox with a whatever. You know, you just create a plan and you follow it. When you get sleepy, you pull off and you run around the car, or you get a cup of coffee, or you do something like that, but you don't nibble. That doesn't keep you awake. It just distracts you from whatever you're thinking about. I used to think the same thing. I would get, when I would drive back and forth to Johnson City to see my parents, I used to think the only way I could make the drive was with one of those super-sized French fries from McDonald's, because I could just eat a French fry at a time and that would keep me awake. Well, it doesn't keep you awake. What it does is it rushes all your energy and your blood flow to your belly and out of your head to digest the food, right? So what you're thinking, you're sleepy because, you know, so you're eating, but you're actually sleepy because you're eating. Right? Did you mute yourself? Yeah. Yes, you did.
I did.
Okay. So that's what I would do. I'd create a plan just like you do any other time. And I'd tell myself, this is the plan and this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to follow. I want to level up. I want to lose weight. I don't want to graze through this day anymore. Okay. Then when you get home, I understand needing to decompress. Just don't do it with food. Take a bath. Have some hot tea. Find some other journal. Oh my gosh. Journal, journal, journal. Get all of everything that's in your head, all the worries, all the fears, all the diagnoses, all the treatment plans. Write it all down. That's the best way to decompress. Then you get it all out of your head and onto a piece of paper, and it's not running around in there creating havoc. That's what happens to me too. What happens to a lot of us. I don't sleep well at night if I'm thinking over and over about all the things I have to do, all the things, people I have to see, all that stuff. So when you get home at night, start writing down, write. Allow yourself to be sad because, you know, you have a doctor's appointment. Your children aren't well. Allow yourself to be worried, but just write it all down on paper. Get it all down on paper and out of your head, and that will help you decompress. Does that make sense? Does that help?
It does. It does. Yes. Hi. Thank you.
Hi. You're welcome. You're welcome. That little girl is very sweet.
She is amazing. She truly is.
Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of energy tonight.
Yeah. Well, it's our home day. It's a home day in between 2 days of travel. So she spent 2 days kind of cooped up in the car most of the day.
Yeah. So will she go back with you tomorrow too?
Yeah. This is the younger one, and she doesn't really, she can't leave my side, all of her treatment and everything. I'm the only one who does. So even her, even when her older sister has an appointment, she goes. Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing with all this other than the travel and the nighttime eating?
On days that I'm home, I typically do better. Mm-hmm. Things are just calm and it's easier. The travel days are the worst. The travel days are the days that, like, if I'm looking at all of my 24-hour plans, mm-hmm. I've never kept a 24-hour plan on a travel day. Like, I've made one, but I haven't stuck to it on a travel day.
Well, why don't you create one that's realistic then?
Okay. Just create a plan that says, I'm going to eat all the way back. Or
If you want to, I mean, that's another option. That way you're on plan, but you might not like what the result on the scale is that week.
Yeah, all the time.
Right? So what if you just tell yourself, I'll plan a couple of snacks, and here's what time they'll be, and then just eat them then.
Okay.
You want to try that?
Yeah. Yeah. Give it a try tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Kathy. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right. R-O-B-B-A-C. Let's see who you are. You are up. There you are. Hi. Oh, I can't hear you. You have a setting on your phone, maybe? Because I have unmuted you. Okay, you took your video down. All right, while she's working that out, I'm going to hit this Q&A real quick. Is a mini planner in the works? Yes. That's all I know. Seriously, that's all I know. I don't know when, but I know it's in the works. If you have a snack in your 24-hour plan, do you have to be hungry to eat the snack? Yes, that would be best. You always want to, your goal is to always follow your hunger scale. So I do plan snacks myself. And I don't always eat them. Sometimes I get hungry enough for them and sometimes I don't. I was pretty hungry today, but I knew I was an hour to dinner, so I didn't have a snack. I'm hypothyroid with adrenal failure. I get hungry more often after eating carbs and not enough protein. Is that a thing? Very possibly, Mindy. I will tell you, though, that I don't know that that's a thing because you're hypothyroid with adrenal failure, because I also get hungry faster after eating a bunch of carbs. So, for instance, I love to have oatmeal for breakfast, but it doesn't stay with me. If I have bacon and eggs, it stays with me longer. So that could be a thing, but I don't know that it's attributed to hypothyroid and adrenal fatigue. What I would suggest to you, Mindy, is that you request access to the PMP Tribe Special Diets group. There'll be other girls in there who also are hypothyroid, and you can kind of brainstorm with them. Sharon wants to know, how do you find a Marco Polo group? I would search in the Tribe Facebook group, hashtag daily post, and look for the Monday daily post, which was an accountability group request. And I would get in that and look and see if anybody asked for one that doesn't have one yet, or go ahead and post in there and tell them what kind of accountability partner you're looking for. All right. I'm going to put you back on attendee and let you work out your sound and video stuff. Okay. But when you get it worked out, raise your hand again and we'll call on you. Okay. So next we have JPoka78. All right, let me unmute you. All right, hey.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Tell me your name.
Jill.
Jill. How are you, Jill?
I'm good. This is my first call. I wasn't expecting to be on so fast because you said you had a big lineup, so I'm a little taken back. Okay.
Well, there you are.
Right. So I guess I wrote to ask coaches before about my husband's drinking, and I realized like it's a trigger for me.
Okay.
And I want to learn how to kind of get me neutral, because it's not going to change. And I really have no intention of like not staying married to him, because I do love him. And okay. I mean, he's a great father, and mm-hmm. it's just, in my opinion, I think he drinks too much. And I think it doesn't need to be every single day like he does. And it bothers me. And it's like, as soon as like I hear that pop top crack, it's like, I automatically want to go eat something. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Why do you want to go eat something when you hear the pop top?
Part of it is, I think it's unfair that he can sit there and drink all that beer and I can't eat all my food.
Yep. That's
it. And it's also, I'm concerned, like, I think somebody else
you can be concerned and that's okay. It's not why you're eating. You're eating because he gets to get to eat.
Right.
Right. What if we just assume he's going to do this? For as long as you're married, for the rest of your life, he's going to pop a beer every night or two or however many he does. What are you going to decide to do in response?
Well, I need to stop eating.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So the thought it's not fair doesn't really help you, right?
No, it doesn't.
And what that really is compare. Well, if he gets to drink, then I get to eat. You know, if it's good for him, it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, right?
Right.
But it's not. Right? He lives, you make yours.
Right.
Right? That's what it boils down to. So you can be upset when he pops a beer if you want to, or you can accept that he's going to pop a beer. You know, it's pretty much going to happen, right?
Right.
And then you get to decide how you're going to react to it. That's the key. How you react is is what's going to, you know, change the, what is it, Corinne says, move the needle for you.
Right. Because I also feel like, I'm sure he thinks I nitpick at him because I always make, you know, smart-ass comments to him every time he does it. And I also feel like I lay in bed and I wait for him to finally fall asleep, you know, so that I know that he's done drinking and I know that I can relax. And I know that, like, nothing's going to happen. Nothing bad happened, but it's like I'm always just thinking the worst is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's that working out for you?
It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It stresses me out. It affects our relationship.
Yeah. You're catastrophizing and worrying. And when you do both of those things, you get a little cranky. And he's not going to change.
No, he's not.
Right? So whether or not you like his behavior, you get to choose whether or not you react to it, whether right. or not you stay awake at night, whether or not you eat, whether or not you nag at him. You know, those are all the action line, right? When did you join?
January.
January. So do you know the model a little bit? You know that the thought yeah. creates the feeling and drives the action, right? The think, feel, act cycle. The action mm-hmm. line for you is eat, nag, lay awake, worry, you know, which right. none of those things are going to create productive results.
No.
Right? And you're doing those things because you're angry, because you're frustrated, and you have the thought, why is he, you know, he's drinking too much, probably.
Right.
That's the core thought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if we put the number, let's say he drinks 4 beers every night. What if we put 4 beers in the circumstance line and you create a thought that takes you to neutral?
That's what I need to work on. I know yeah. that.
So what if it's, I love him just the way he is, or I don't want to leave him. You know, you told me I'm going to stay married to him, right? What yeah. if you, what if you find thoughts like that to put in your thought line that answer the thoughts, he shouldn't be doing this? Maybe it's, I love him the way he is. I love him despite what he does. You know, whatever it is, right? Because yeah. I know it doesn't look like you want to nag him and lay awake at night and eat.
No, I don't.
Right?
No.
So how long?
I'm sorry?
How
has he been doing this? I mean, since I've known him. No.
With your, you know, no matter how much you eat or nag or lay awake at night, you're not going to change him.
No. And that's what he tells me all the time too.
Eat. Right. But you can change yourself and you can change how you love him and you can change how you think about him and the actions that come, you know, come from, you know, you say it triggers you. His drinking triggers you. It doesn't. Okay. What happens is you have a thought that you don't like, and you decide to eat.
Yeah.
So it's not his fault.
No, and I gotta stop blaming him for that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So is the feeling you really want neutral?
I do, because I think it'd be beneficial for both of us if I laid off.
Okay.
Maybe then he'd lay off. I mean, I'm not expecting him to, but I think that me nagging him makes him mad.
Right.
And just makes him want to kind of spite me, because that's kind of his personality.
Well. So what thought gets you to neutral? If you were coaching me, what would you tell me? I love that question.
I would say, do you love him?
Mm-hmm.
Do you plan on leaving him?
Mm-hmm.
And those answers are yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to leave him. I do love him.
Okay.
But I got to work on getting to that neutral thought about it so that we can continue to have a good relationship and for mm-hmm. our kids' sake too.
Mm-hmm. So what you need to do, a lot of thought downloads about being neutral about his drinking.
Okay.
Does he hurt anyone when he's drinking?
No.
Is he safe when he's drinking?
Yes.
Okay. These might be good places to start.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. Thank you.
So he's responsible when he's drinking?
Yeah.
He's the man you love. Right?
Yes.
So that's where I'd start, I think.
Okay.
And make sure neutral is what you want. Neutral is a good place to start. Make sure that's what you want.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
If you need more help with this, pop into Ask Coaches.
Okay, I will.
Okay. If you want us to look at anything for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mindy, you're up.
There I am.
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I am an April baby. Just going. This is the first time I've done this. Mm-hmm. This sounds so petty too when I say it, so I don't even want to say it, but my friend encouraged me to ask this question and just to get it out there. I have a twin sister who has never ever had a problem with her weight. And I'm 53, and this has just gone on for 53 years now. And it's something that shouldn't bother me, but it bothers me. And in the big picture, when I hear everybody else's problems, and I think, oh, this is just such a stupid thing to hold on to. But it's something that I just need to get my thinking straight around and adjust.
Why?
Because
why does it bother you?
Wait. Why does it bother me that she's doesn't have a weight problem? You're cutting out. I can't hear you. It just sounds unfair, which again, everything I'm going to say in response sounds stupid. And I've had years of therapy over this.
Okay. Stop judging what you're going to tell me. Just tell me what you're going to tell me. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So ask me again because I already forgot the question.
That's right. Why does it bother you that she doesn't have a weight problem?
Because it feels unfair. It's a lifelong struggle and she hasn't had it, but she thinks she has it because she's gained 10 pounds and isn't that just awful? You know, that.
Why is it unfair that she doesn't have a weight problem?
Because it's unfair. Because I've struggled for so long and she hasn't, and like I said, just saying it just sounds so stupid. And maybe I haven't come up with the right answers yet.
Would you want her to have a weight problem? Would that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Really?
And honestly, and that sounds so stupid and petty, but yeah.
Why would that make you feel better?
What?
Why would that make you feel better?
For her to know what it feels like to be the one that has to have listened to her complain about her, you know, size 8 jeans when my whole life I've struggled.
So you want her to understand you?
Yes.
But you're not understanding her.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not understanding her.
No. How? She's gained 10 pounds. It's devastating her. She's
never had a problem. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And
she wants to talk to her sister.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I know for her that her 10 pounds is like the whole world to her.
Right.
So I get that part of it.
So how do you show up for that? You show up for that pissed off because you've never had a weight problem.
Only to you and to my friends, but never to her. Like it's like the inside resentment, nothing that I can show her. You know what I mean?
You don't think she suspects as well as she knows you?
No.
Okay. So how does it feel to hide that from her?
Well, it feels like that's part of probably why I haven't ever been able to move forward.
It's pretty icky, right?
What?
It's pretty icky.
It is icky.
Yeah. What you have to do is accept yourself and stop comparing yourself and your journey to your sister's. It doesn't matter that she's your twin. It's your best friend. It could be your, you know, cousin, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter who it is. You're comparing yourself to her and you're coming up short. That's what always happens in compare. It's an unfair, it's apples to oranges. And I know are you identical twins?
No.
Okay. So it is apples to oranges. You're two totally different DNA streams.
Right.
So it doesn't matter that she's your twin. She's still your sister. She could, you know, like I said, she could be anybody. Mm-hmm. But comparing yourself to her is not helping you. And it's not helping your relationship with her. You are you and with your own set of struggles. And she loves you enough to share her struggles with you. Right?
So knowing all that, the realistic part of that, knowing all that mm-hmm. on pen and paper, it just doesn't go in. You know, it's like I've had these conversations with, you know, so many therapists over so many years, and it just isn't sinking in. I just can't. Is there more to it? Is there?
No.
You know.
There's not more to it. That thought is just practice. It's just a habit thought. It's just what keeps coming up and you keep feeding it. You have to redirect the thought. You have to see it and say, no, not today. I don't think this way about my sister anymore. I love her. You know, I don't resent her anymore. Because that's what you're doing. You resent her mm-hmm. for being thin. I don't resent her anymore. Okay. She lives her life. I live my life. Whatever it is you have to do to talk back to that thought, you just start talking back to it. You take the power out of it. You tell it, it doesn't get to direct you anymore. It doesn't get to make you feel resentful or angry or frustrated anymore. That's it. I hear you. You're not parking today. Out. You know, I have a coach friend who used to say, picture yourself in the McDonald's parking lot. Okay. In drives that thought. It's running around the building, right? It's this thought, you know, my sister doesn't understand me. She's skinnier than I am or whatever it is. It's driving around. It's coming up behind you. And you just look at it and you say, no, you're not parking today. You just watch it right on, leave on out the parking lot. Okay. That's what you have to do.
Okay.
You just have to, yeah, you just have to tell it. It doesn't get to park anymore. And it takes practice. You know, this is not poof, fairy fixed me. Okay. It takes work on your part to recognize when it comes in, decide what you're going to act on it, react to it internally or externally.
Okay.
Just like I was telling one of the other ladies, it's your choice. What you think is all your choice.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She doesn't drive the train here on your thoughts. She doesn't walk in and she's not to blame for what you're thinking. It's all you. It's all what you're creating in your mind.
Yeah, and she's always supportive, you know, about mm-hmm. me losing weight. But
that's because she loves you. She's mm-hmm. your sister and you love her back, even if she is skinny. And that's okay.
I know it's just so just silly, but it's just a thing and it's just been there all along. And
you need to stop judging the thought. Okay. You really, really need to stop doing that because it's just a thought is a sentence in your mind. That's it. About half of them that you have every day are going to be positive, and about half of them that you have every day are going to be negative. You get to choose which ones you act on. That's the nuts and the bolts of it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah, no magic fairy dust here. Just a little real talk about what your thoughts are. It's just a sentence. Okay. Just something your mind tells you.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. I'm going to try Roback again. See if you've got stuff fixed up. All right, I see you.
Can you hear me?
I think you're fixed. Yes.
Oh, yippee.
Tell me your first name.
My name is Roberta.
Roberta. Nice to meet you. What's up?
I'm an April newbie.
Hello.
Okay, I'm sure I have a very common question.
It's fine.
So I'm trying very, very hard to stay on my 24-hour plan. Mm-hmm. I find I have to really think about and ask myself 100 times a day if I'm hungry.
Yes. That's good.
I'm just really, really thinking. I'm like,
good for you.
I can tell you. It's very, that I'm finding very difficult. And I'm also just feeling I'm feeling so overwhelmed. Like I'm not being able to keep up. Like I printed my binder and I have color coded tabs in my, you know, planner. And
that's awesome.
I'm organized. You know, I want so much for this journey to work for me. And, but like so many others, I've tried so many times before, and I want so much for this journey to be a learning lifelong experience for me. So I'm trying very hard not to have that gung-ho attitude right away and just trying to take, well, I'm afraid. I think I'm afraid, you know, I'm trying to stay present. I'm trying to stay present in the day.
What are you afraid of?
And I don't know. I mean, afraid of succeeding.
Why would you be afraid of succeeding?
I don't know. I mean, and I'm writing in the journal, and I would say even before I joined PMP, I didn't have a very big issue during my weeknights because I food prep. I live in Manhattan, so it's very difficult to cook in a small apartment. So I food prep, which I started doing before I joined the tribe. Mm-hmm. So that definitely helps me with my setting up my week.
Yep.
I think it's definitely an emotional thing that I'm going through tonight, and just feeling a little overwhelmed with, you know, did I listen to my podcast? Did I go on the Facebook? Did I listen to my program? Did I write? Did I do my 24-hour plan? You know, are my meals planned today? Like, I just find it a little overwhelming. That's all.
Okay. So what are the four basics?
Okay. So I'm trying to eat 2 to 2.
Right.
I'm drinking my water.
Right.
I'm setting myself up to sleep at least 7 hours.
Right.
And I'm writing okay. in my 24 hours.
And what has Corinne said is the very most important thing for you to do? The only thing you absolutely have to do is the No BS program.
Which is what I'm working on.
Everything else is optional.
Okay.
Everything else is optional. Facebook is optional, bonus courses, podcasts, coaching calls, everything else is optional. So when you find yourself feeling a little overwhelmed and thinking, there's so much to do, I don't know what to do, you watch No BS and you do your four basics, and that's it.
Okay.
And that's
just trying to keep it simple.
Yes. That's for everyone listening. Everyone who raised their hand and said, I'm overwhelmed too, that's all you do. Those are the most important things. That's how you're going to lose weight. By listening to No BS and doing your four basics. Everything else is gravy. Seriously.
And I guess what I want to hear from you is, which would be reassuring to me, is that you and Corinne and the rest of the staff, you're going to let us know, like, okay, have you done this? Have you done, like, I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know why I feel like I'm trying to keep up, you know?
Well, okay. So every Saturday you get an email, right? Mm-hmm. And it says, if you want a schedule, here's one. But if you don't, just work at your own pace.
Okay.
So you don't have to keep up. You know, you can go through the whole No BS in a couple of days' time, or you can take a couple of months, right?
Okay. Okay. And that's what I'm trying to focus on.
You can also go back and listen to it over and over again. Let's say you listen to the 24-hour planning, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's brand new. You guys got a brand new 24-hour plan lesson. It's really good. Let's say you listen to it once and you're like, I really need to listen to that one again. And you listen to it 4 or 5 times and you take a whole week just on 24-hour planning. That's fine.
Might have to happen.
Well, yeah, everyone learns at a different pace, and we're totally okay with that. Betsy and Corinne and Mary Jo and I answer all kinds of questions all day long, from newbies and oldies and elders. And if we answer 24-hour planning questions 10 times a day, it's fine. If we answer water questions 10 times a day, it's fine. You know, you guys need to learn how to self-direct. And that's actually part of the program. Part of the program is to stay out of overwhelm and hit those basics and really, really pay attention to your body and your mind so that you can find success.
That's great. I mean, my second concern with this week, because this is my first week, is I want so much this time, different from any of these other plans that I've been on. I really like the fact that I'm trying to trust my body and not count calories.
Yes.
And that's something it's very important to me to work this time. But I am finding that even though it's been only a few days, cause I started over the weekend, I have to work really hard to stop at my plus two. Mm-hmm. And I've been listening to some podcasts about it, and mm-hmm. I know I put food on my plate, and you know, I'm trying different methods, mm-hmm. but one of the things that instinctively came to me that I wanted to ask you is I think I'm just eating too fast.
Yeah.
And I think I enjoy eating fast, you know, so I don't know. I could really use just a little tidbit of advice about helping
you slow down.
Feel a little more comfortable knowing. So yeah. Cause otherwise I feel uncomfortable. I get to that three or sometimes a four and I'm uncomfortable.
One really easy way to slow down your eating is to eat with your non-dominant hand.
Oh.
So if you're right-handed, eat with your left hand.
That's a great idea.
It is. Because you're going to be more worried about keeping the food off your shirt than you are about it. But seriously, that really, really slows you down. And it helps you become more intentional. The other thing you want to do is always eat at the table. Without any distractions, no TV, no anything like that. Okay. That, you know, putting your fork down between bites, all those things, you know, but trick to slow you down is to eat with your non-dominant hand.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to try that. Yeah. Cause I know that I was mindlessly eating in front of the TV. And I'm definitely eating at the table to focus on what I'm eating, but I'm going to try that with the left hand.
Yeah.
Because that I think would be one of my biggest successes is to really understand and listen to my hunger.
Yeah. It's key. When people really start tuning into how much food they actually need rather than how much they've been eating, it's very, very eye-opening.
Yes. Yes.
Super eye-opening.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Bev, your turn. Oops. I think I hit someone else. I hit JEWIS78. I'll take Bev next. Here you are.
Oh, wow, I wasn't prepared for that.
My mouse must have slipped. So welcome.
Thank you. Well, I've been a member since January and I've lost about 6 pounds.
Yay.
Would like it to be a little quicker than the way it's been going. And I just was hoping to pick your brain about that one.
Okay. Tell me what your first name is.
Julia.
Julia. Okay. So 6 pounds.
About 6 pounds. I plan every single day. I have an accountability partner
who I have a
24-hour plan to. Every time I do break plan, I do a recovery sheet.
Okay.
But I find that sometimes I'm better about keeping on plan than others. Sometimes I'll have pretty good weeks and sometimes I'll have really rotten weeks and I won't. So I don't know.
What's happening during the rotten weeks?
Nothing specifically, but I guess before I started this, I think my biggest problem was that I would, on nights that I had off, I'm a nurse, I work nights, mostly weekends, but I do work during the week as well, that I would have a couple glasses of wine. And when I had the couple glasses of wine, then I would have other things too, like cookies that the kids had or, you know, just extra calories that are adding up and not helping my loss.
Is the wine planned?
So since I started this, I have been planning the wine, but not as often as I was having it because I want to have it less. And sometimes I'm very successful in not having it and sometimes I'm not.
Okay.
Probably the feelings of it's my night off, you know, I want to relax and connect with my husband who's drinking a couple beers. To, you know, feel a little justified in having it. And then sometimes my inhibitions are a little bit lower, and then I think, oh, the kids are having some cookies. I'll just have a cookie. Mm-hmm. So, and just little quits kind of thing.
So you've answered your own question.
I know. So my question is, do I plan these little quits or don't I?
That depends. Do you want to say you've been on plan?
I could probably say I can't say I'm on plan all the time or.
Right. But if you plan the cookies and you plan the little quits, that's a realistic plan, right?
So I'm not planning those. So
okay.
I'm drinking wine 2 nights a week and then having that, and sometimes I'll have the cookie and sometimes I won't, but like last night I had planned just one glass of wine because I worked weekends and it's Monday. I'm going to have one. Well, then I had two or three and then I had some cookies and I was like, damn, like why did I
do that? So you went off plan. You planned the wine, but you went off plan.
Correct.
How often does that happen? Every time you plan wine, half the time?
No. I usually plan wine for Fridays and usually I'm pretty good about staying within like what I plan to have. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a little bit white knuckling it during the week because I'm like, no, I'm not going to have any till Friday. No, I'm not going to have any till Friday. We'll have a little Monday, just a little. And then I won't feel like so white knuckling it through the week. And then that's, I think, where I ran into problems.
Yeah. So you're really cheating on yourself. You're cheating on your own plan.
Right. I'm eating behind my back.
You're eating behind your back. So I'd plan for exactly what you're going to eat. That way you're not eating behind your back anymore. You're not practicing eating behind your back.
Right.
So put it all on the plan.
Even if I don't want it,
are you going to know the day before whether or not you're going to want it? No. So put it on the plan and then decide if you're going to have it.
So just every night, put a couple glasses of wine and some cookies on the, even though I know that that's not how I'm going to lose weight. And I know I can.
Because
do
then
it.
You're not reacting to your husband's beer or your night shift or your kids or whatever. You put it on the plan and then you decide, is this, I know that the currency I'm going to pay for this couple glasses of wine and these couple cookies is going to come out on Friday. Do I really want to do this tonight or not? It puts the decision in the conscious part of your brain. You get to decide then without reacting or eating off plan, whether or not you're going to have the wine and the cookies.
Okay.
Okay. So I'd put them on the plan. And then after a little while, you're going to see your trends. You're going to see, I'm really only choosing this a couple of times a week. That's okay. When you level up your plan, but you got to start realistic.
And I think I never did. I think I white knuckled it a bunch.
Right.
White
knuckling willpower runs out.
Right. And that's what happens. And I go through time and then I'm like, oh, I screwed up again. And so I put it on my plan every night and then make the decision on the, if I'm going to have. And then when I see myself not choosing it, then I can stop putting it on the plan.
Yep. Yep. Okay. And every night you ask yourself, is this what I really want?
Okay.
And why? And then if it's yes, and because I'm ready for a glass of wine, then have your glass of wine.
Okay.
But be really real with yourself about why you want it and make sure it's, make sure it's that you know that that's the currency you pay for what's coming up on the scale. It's the same thing. You're probably not going to change a whole lot of what you're eating now.
Right.
Okay. It's probably going to be the same thing. You're just not going to be cheating on yourself anymore. You're just not going to be experiencing failure because you didn't follow plan. You're not going to be frustrated. You're going to be, I followed my plan. This is
what I got.
Yeah. Okay. Make sense? Okay.
Yep. All right. Well, I didn't want to do this. This is my big ass action.
Hey, it wasn't that hard, was it?
No, it wasn't. Thanks so much.
I think it's funny that you, you asked me a question and then you answered it. I don't know why I've only lost 6 pounds. And then you went into the hole.
I know. Okay. 6 pounds, but I'm like, how do I get past this? Do I put it on the plan? Yeah. Do I not put it on the plan?
Yep. You put it on the plan, then you decide.
Okay.
All right. You're welcome. Bye. All right, Bev, I'm going to hit you this time. I don't know what happened with my crazy little mouse. I can't see you. Where are you, Bev? Well, darn it. Got you all hooked up and you are not, I can't see you or hear you. I'm going to take you back down to attendee and let you work on your video and audio settings, okay? When you get them fixed, raise your hand again. I'll look for you. Liz, you're up. Melissa, I see your hand raised again. I'm going to take a few more people before I take you again, okay?
Oh, God.
Close. Hello, Liz.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty
What's
good.
What's up?
I just joined.
Oh, hello.
Hello, and this is my first time I've done this.
Yeah?
As a lot of people were saying, I'm a little overwhelmed. I did the orientation.
Mm-hmm.
I printed out the 98 pages of the No BS.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I've done.
Okay, why?
Am I supposed to print out the planner as well? Or am I supposed to watch No BS first?
Okay.
And then the podcast, and it's just, I don't know what to do.
All right. Did you get your Saturday email?
I got a lot of emails.
All right. You have a lot of emails. So here's what you need to do. For all of you who have a lot of emails, delete everything except the email you got on Saturday and the very first email you got. Because the first email is going to have you like your user ID and
yeah, I got that
information, right? So keep that one. Delete everything else other than the Saturday email. Okay. Most of what you have in your inbox is marketing.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like everything is really important and I cannot keep up with it.
Once you join, you can get rid of all the marketing stuff. Okay. Every Saturday, you're going to get an email that tells you, here's what's coming up for you this week. Okay. In the No BS program. If you choose, it's like I was telling somebody a little while ago, if you choose to follow the schedule that we, you know, have offered you, this is what you'll do. If you don't, it's fine. It's totally self-paced. Okay?
And am I supposed to listen to BS like while I'm driving or?
Yeah.
I feel like with this binder, am I supposed to take notes?
You can take notes. It's totally up to you. This is the best thing about this program is Corinne explains everything super well. You can decide to take notes. The workbook is a few notes about each lesson and whatever worksheets are included in each lesson. Okay.
Okay.
So it's like I was telling who was overwhelmed a minute ago.
Roberta.
The only thing you absolutely have to do is your four basics and the No BS. Everything else is fluff, bonus. Okay,
is four extra. Basics part of No BS?
Yes, in module one.
Obviously, I have not watched it yet.
Okay, so in module one, you'll learn about planning. You'll learn about the importance of water and sleep. You'll learn about the hunger scale. I think she has a planner lesson in the first module that you can listen to. She sets the basics out for you and then develops them with each of the other modules. Okay. So that first module is called, and when I say module, I say it's like a group of lessons. I think there are six or seven in the first module. Just listen to them in order as you can. Take one a day or one every couple of days, digest it. Refer to the workbook if you want or don't. You know, it's totally up to you, okay? Listen to them a couple of times. You can take months to go through No BS if you want to, or you can do it all in a couple of days. It's totally self-paced, totally up to you.
Okay. All right.
This is a Zoom call. Corinne does coaching calls. Totally bonus. Totally extra, not required. Nothing is required other than your No BS.
Okay. Okay. Well, I came here so I could start the No BS.
Just press play. Have you downloaded the Private Member podcast yet?
Nope, I haven't done that either.
All right. Are you a podcast listener? Do you like podcasts?
Avidly.
Avidly. Perfect. when you, you probably have an email about the Private Member Podcast. You might want to keep that one too. It will say that in the subject line. All of the No BS lessons can be loaded into your podcast app, which is really, really slick. There's actually three or four different podcasts that we offer the private members. One is strictly No BS.
Oh, okay. And we'll do that then.
Yes, I would definitely do that. Then you can listen to it in the car.
Right.
You can listen to it at work, you know, when you're on your walk, whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. Super easy to do that way. If you have the instructions are real clear for Apple products, you have an Apple.
Like I do. And I watched the video on that in the orientation, but I was watching the video, so I couldn't do it on my phone because it's such a long thing to type in that.
You could hit pause on the video.
I guess, yes.
Okay, I'm going to show you, Liz, my power thought. I don't show this to very many people, but I'm going to offer this to you. I refuse to complicate this.
Okay.
Okay? So when you start to get overwhelmed or you start to think, oh my gosh, all these emails, I refuse to complicate this.
Okay. Good advice. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll download the podcast. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I would do that. And I get rid of all those emails. You know.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Come on in. Look, y'all. Oh, she put lipstick on. You had to talk into my mic. Hi, everyone. Coach Betsy's in the house. They were like, are they going to tag team us? Like, no, probably not.
Happy to do this, but so we are two different people. And because some people I know thought I was you the other day.
Oh,
so
really?
Some newbies. Oh. Yes. So now you just get to see both of
That's
us.
Right. And Betsy has lipstick. She put on lipstick just for you.
Yes, in mine. My traveling outfit. So, all right.
So look, Ross says, hi, Betsy. Yes. We have hi, Betsy's.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. We all have
right.
The rest of your call. I'm going to go down and do Ask
Betsy's going to work.
Yes.
Joanne, you're up. Unmute.
Kathy.
Hello.
Cry baby in the house here.
Uh-oh. What you crying about, girl?
You guys have a great job. I was looking at that picture. I'm like, where is Kathy? I wonder if she's up. Are you at a hotel?
No, this is my house, my office. This is a Chelsea Tucker original.
Really?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I haven't seen
that
you in
for
this
me.
Office.
Yeah, awesome. This is my new home office and I love it.
It's beautiful. That
Thank
is so
you.
Beautiful.
Isn't it pretty?
It is. And so Betsy's staying with you.
She is. She's staying with me. We're going over to camp tomorrow night.
Nice.
So she came on in today because she has a 5 or 6 hour drive.
Yeah.
So she'll spend the night here and then we'll go to the hotel and be there until Sunday.
That's awesome. So mm-hmm. great. So great.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
Okay. So here I am. I've already sent you, you know, my private message, but last week I am having some real gut issues. So last week I've been on off and on like different protocols for this gut for a long time. Okay. And so I know I need to go back to no sugar, no flour, because that's what helps the most. And that's what my doctor suggested. But as soon as I hear that, I start getting crazy. And it's like, it's almost like someone says, you'll never see your child again, or you have to cut off your arm. It's like my resistance is just comes right in. There's no like question of, oh, I'll feel better. Or it's just like, oh, I can't have that. I can't have that. So I start freaking out as I normally do. I don't make any plans. I don't do anything. So then I decide it's probably a good idea for me to weigh myself.
Oh, so, let's just pile on, right?
See where I'm at and start over. Yep, that mm-hmm. worked out great. Then I start, I'm the same weight that I started at a year ago. And I'm just, then that's when the spiral begins. Why am I can't do this? What is wrong with me? Why do I keep doing this? And then I'll go on the Facebook page, see all these success stories and be like, oh, you know, it's just, I'm in the spiral again of, I don't even know where to start it. Like, can't.
Yes, you do. You know exactly where to start it. Where do you start?
Well, what I was just thinking.
There's four places to start.
Right? 24-hour plan, water, sleep, and what's the fourth one?
Hunger scale.
Hunger scale.
Right.
Yeah, I put the hunger scale down pretty well, too. It's more my whole emotional, this whole, like, belief that I can never get there. Or, you know, even like the last time, I keep saying to my Marco Polo group, I lost 4 pounds during the week of camp. That was with having like 17 glasses of wine, nachos, all that stuff. And I lost 4 pounds and then lost a couple after that. And then I got to the lowest weight I've been in a while. And then it's like, I have to keep going back up. Every time I've done that over the last year, gotten myself down into my lower weight, I freak out. And
why do you freak out when you get to the lower weight?
I'm not really sure.
If you had to guess, what would the answer be?
It might be like, well, you can't, you know, you can't do this. So you got to show yourself that you better get back up there. Like, you know, you can't do this.
You know, you'll never sustain this.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the killer thought for you. What if you did sustain it?
It's so sneaky too.
It's not sneaky.
I can't see it when I'm in it. It's like, escapes me. That's why I think something's wrong with me, because I can't.
It's not sneaky. You're just not paying attention to it. You know it's coming. It's your habit. It's your cycle. You know it's coming. Plan for it. Wait for it. Lay in wait for that thought. I'm coming after you thought. I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. I would anticipate it. If you know you are so far ahead if you already know what your pattern is. It's the folks that have to figure out their pattern in order to, you know, develop a plan to handle it. You already know your pattern. It's lose a little bit of weight, feel good, and then be like, oh no, we'll never be able to do this. So you just eat again.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's talk about these gut issues and why you won't take care of yourself.
Well, my gut issues, quite honestly, I was just looking at another thing over here on my other computer. I can't even explain what I have. It's like IBS, but I have had 17,000 tests that never really conclude much. Mm-hmm. So, and I know what foods kind of irritate it, but sometimes I can get away with it for a while. So that's what I was doing. I was still eating gluten, still eating sugar, too much sugar, carbohydrate, and then I'll get in. Now I'm in, like, I guess what you would call a flare, but it's not even any kind of diagnosis. It's more just how I feel.
Yeah, you know your body.
Yeah.
You know what's causing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, do you like the way that feels?
No, especially not now, no.
Then why are you allowing it?
Yes.
Why are you allowing it?
Let me think about that. Why am I allowing it?
If you had to guess.
I feel like it's almost like a rebel. Like, no one's going to tell me what to do. I'll eat what I want to eat. Or it's also like, I don't want to not be able to eat that. I don't want
to be normal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to miss out.
I don't want to miss out. But so I'll just eat and be in some significant pain and have to stay close to the bathroom because that feels good.
Yeah.
You're actually missing out because you're not feeling good.
Right.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I think for you, I would look at why you don't take care of yourself. If you know that your body is going to react this way, why are you not taking care of yourself? And that kind of goes along with the, this isn't sustainable.
Because
you're not taking care of yourself there either.
Right.
Right? Because it totally is sustainable. Look at me. Look at Betsy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 80 pounds and 70 pounds.
Yeah.
And Corinne. She's even more impressive, right? She's 100. So it is sustainable. And right. I'm here to tell you, no sugar, no flour is sustainable.
I know.
I don't have the gut issues that you have, but I have arthritis. And I know, you know, I'll plan cookies. My husband wanted cookies for his birthday. That was this weekend. And I love them. So I planned them. And I knew, okay, I'm going to have these cookies and the currency I'm going to pay is I'm going to feel stiff and my knees are going to hurt tomorrow. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
But I made that decision knowing that, not because I was rebellious, but because I decided to put it on my plan and I knew that that was the currency I was going to pay. You're just being rebellious. You're not thinking about the consequences. You're just, right. I want to be normal. So maybe you need to redefine normal. Normal is not somebody who has to stay close to the bathroom because their gut is flared or mm-hmm. whatever it is you have to do. That's not normal.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Normal is somebody who takes care of themselves, eats foods that they know work in their body, and doesn't stress over it. Mm-hmm. That's a normal eater.
Right.
Right.
How can I get to that feeling of that? Because I still have this
with a thought.
Okay.
Thoughts create feelings.
Have
you done the compelling reason work lately?
No.
Go back and do that. Go back and listen to that that part of No BS. I don't know. You'll have to hunt for it in the modules. I don't remember which module it is. It's probably in Fat Girl Thinking, if I had to guess.
Okay.
You are not allowed to use your gut as your compelling reason because that one is not working.
Right.
Okay. Now, you can have lots of compelling reasons, and I think she says that in the lesson, so it can be one of them, but it's just not the primary one. Find something else.
Okay.
Okay. Try that first.
Okay.
See if that helps.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Kathy. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Take care.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I think this is Nancy. Let's see.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you can hear me and everything?
I can. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
My hair is a disaster. And I have a little boy in here. Okay, go. So I'm just kind of like restarting.
Okay.
I feel like I'm always stopping and starting and stopping and starting. But, you know, this time I don't know why, but I don't know if it's because I like decided to restart with like the new people joining.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like very, you know, so motivating.
Yeah, it is.
Or, mm-hmm. or if it's just that I'm in a place that I'm, you know, so, you know, I look at myself, I like catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror when I walk by and I like, I'm so disgusted. Like, and the first thought that goes through my head is like, how can anyone love me? How can, especially that I don't really love me.
That's the problem.
Right.
Right. If you loved yourself, you wouldn't be asking yourself, how can anyone love me?
Right. So I'm trying to like change that thought.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I don't stick to my plan, it definitely knocks me down a step.
No, it doesn't. You knock yourself down a step.
You
take yourself down a step. Okay. Are your plans realistic?
Well, also I was just going to say, I'm really trying to make realistic plans. Like, okay. I'm not trying to focus on like, you know, I'm always like, well, I can't eat too many carbs. I can't eat too many. I'm trying to just say to myself, okay, what do you feel like eating?
Mm-hmm.
And put it on my plan and eat it and be done with it and not give it so much power.
Right.
You know, I feel like I'm giving like this food so much power. And it's like consuming me. And I'm trying to stop, but it just...
Talk to me about food having so much power. What do you mean by that?
I mean, I wake up thinking about what I'm going to eat, and I go to sleep and go, what I'm going to eat, if I'm going to eat good, if I'm going to stay on my plan, if I'm going to...
Decide that you are? You know, we're not having this conversation today. I'm staying on plan. Next.
Right, and that's the thinking I have to change.
Yes. Well, that's what you have to start talking to yourself that way.
Yeah.
It's not going to just change on its own.
Instead of being so negative with myself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's you. The conversation in your head is your choice. Okay. You're choosing to say, you know, why would anyone love me? You're choosing to say, to focus on the food. When you wake up in the morning and think, am I going to stay on plan today? You just answer yourself, yes. Yes. Today's the day. I'm staying on plan today, period.
I feel so out of control. Like, I feel so out of control and so unhealthy. And I'm trying, like, because I can't change, like, my thing. I mean, not that I can't change it, but because I'm not, like, that good at changing my thoughts yet, mm-hmm. all I do is, like, I mean, I swear in my ear all day is a podcast or a coaching call, because if I'm listening to that, I don't like those are my thoughts instead of my own thoughts, mm-hmm. which is fine. I mean, I think
it's not fine because you overeat because of your thoughts. What you're doing is you're hiding from your own thoughts by listening to something in your ear.
Right.
You have to change your thoughts. They're not going to change on their own. You have to be diligent and determined to change your thoughts.
So it's just changing my thoughts in my head. So when
have a conversation with yourself.
I am.
Yeah. I don't think that way anymore. I am staying on plan. Yes, I know it's almost lunchtime. You know, you're going to feel like, you know, you've got three or four different personalities, and that's fine. But that's what you have to do in order to change those thoughts, in order to not react when, you know, when thoughts of food come up or thoughts of stress come up. You have to talk back to them. No, it's not time to eat yet. It's okay to be a little bit hungry. Yeah. You know, start having that conversation, but you can't beat yourself up. Beating yourself up is not going to lead you to positive results.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it's just not.
No,
you wouldn't talk.
No.
Talk to yourself back like you would talk to that sweet boy of yours. If he came up to you, think of it. I mean, use his voice. I'm serious. If he came up to you and said, Mama, I don't want to follow the plan today, what would you say? Sweetheart,
come on, Dominic, you can follow the plan.
We're going to follow the plan today.
Well,
right.
And he also, like, we were away like last week, and he had like a big breakdown. Like so random one night, he was sitting in bed. We were at my mom's house, and he just started like crying hysterical. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid something's going to happen to you. Now I'm afraid something's going to happen to you. I don't want you to die. Mm-hmm. Will you still be my mommy if mm-hmm. you're in heaven? Like
mm-hmm. now, what did you tell him?
I told him that I was fine. Nothing was going to mm-hmm. happen to me. Mm-hmm. No matter where I am, I'm going to still be his mommy, that mm-hmm. I love him. And
right.
you know, he's a little boy. He doesn't have to worry about this. But
that's how you talk back to yourself, Nancy.
I know.
When
I
your
know.
Brain goes into all the drama, you talk back to it like you talk to Dominic.
Right. It just scares me because I know that that kid will like be a disaster without me. And I'm afraid that I'm going to kill myself.
You don't have to worry about any of that. That's a choice.
No. Right.
No, I'm serious.
No, I know. You're right.
Okay. You're worrying about that is not going to help you.
No.
It's not going to create the will to lose weight or anything like that. All it's going to do is create this worry and catastrophizing and disaster planning in your brain, which is going to stress you out, which is going to cause you to eat.
So do you, now, I mean, I feel like I've been like trying to get on like the exercise wagon here, and I go to like every night I'm like, okay, I'm going to wake up early. I'm going to get up and exercise. But I'm thinking maybe I need to like get my plan straight first and like get really good with my thoughts and the food before, because yep. I feel overwhelmed with that.
Yeah. Exercise is not one of the basics.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So stick to your basics.
I guess I feel like, because I've been here so long, I should be doing more than that, but I really feel like I'm not.
Yeah.
You're just starting.
And that's okay. I mean, what if I were to tell you it's going to take you restarting 85 times for it to stick? Would you do it 85 times?
If I knew in the end it was going to stick, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what if it is? What if this is the time? What if it's not and the next time is the time?
I feel
you
like...
You would still go through it in
absolutely.
Order to... Right.
Because I don't feel like anything else is going to... I know myself. It's all my thoughts.
Yeah.
It's everything.
So when did you join? How long have you been with us?
I don't know.
A couple of years?
A couple of years, yeah.
Okay. So when you joined, you had no idea it was all your thoughts.
No. I mean, I thought...
In fact, for months...
I thought some of it was my thoughts, but I thought it was my thoughts around food.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was just my thoughts.
For months, we've talked to you about reining in those thoughts, right?
Yeah.
Now you're coming back and you're saying, you know what? This feels right now.
Right.
And I know it's my thoughts. And it's not just my food, thoughts around my food. That's progress.
I guess.
That's a choice.
I think it's, I'm back. And I think that that's what counts.
That's exactly right. If you show up embarrassed, you think you're going to create good results?
No.
How about you show up like, I'm ready to do this?
I am. I really am.
Yeah.
But it's just this damn head of mine. It's like, it's, ugh.
Talk back to yourself.
Talk to myself.
Like you talk to that boy. Yep. With kindness, with compassion.
Right. I was just going to say, should I yell at him the way
no.
I yell at myself the way
if it works for you, you can, but you don't yell at him that hard. No. You yell at him, then you love him.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I needed to talk to one of you guys.
Did you get on the mailing list group for the No BS emails on Saturdays?
No.
Okay.
Should I email support?
You can email support. You can also look at the massive action line from 2 weeks ago. There's a link in there. It's not the one from the 7th. It's the one from the 31st. You can find that on the website, right? You go all the way down to the bottom of the first page.
Right.
There's a link there. It's just a real, quick, I think, put in your email address and... Okay. You'll get the emails every Saturday that tells you what No BS is doing that week.
Okay.
I think that'll be good for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All thanks,
right.
Kathy.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Cheyenne. I probably butchered that. You'll have to tell me how to say your name. Hi. Oh, wait. Okay. Hi.
Hi. You said it right. It's Cheyenne.
Cheyenne?
Like the city in Wyoming.
What a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. What's up?
Well, I'm a newbie, and I noticed I was having a lot of negative thoughts about stuff going on at work. And so I jumped to the model in the fat girl thinking section, and I tried to. And I kind of wanted to see how well I had done it or like what other thoughts I might be able to do to try and replace what I was having.
Okay.
So basically, I started a new job recently.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a promotion. It was a big thing. It was a big drive, totally different. And I was really excited about it. But I feel like I was having thoughts that my manager was not very happy with what I was doing. Specifically, and I've only been at this job for like 3 weeks, so I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I got some negative feedback and I was a little bummed out about it. And so I took a step back, and normally I would have eaten, but instead I went and I took a walk, so that helped. And then I had my OBS notebook in my car, so I went and just started doing it. So the circumstance was my manager gave me a correction on something that really is not that big of a deal.
Okay, that's a thought.
Okay.
What did the manager say? Exactly.
So I had been working on this project, and I sent an email to some other people in IT, and I copied her on it, and I didn't consult her about it first.
Okay.
I thought I was doing the right thing, and she was not very happy because she told me that I always need to go to her first.
Okay, so that's the C line. Okay, all right, exactly what she said. It doesn't have any qualifiers. You said that she didn't like very much. Okay, so that's the thought. You really don't know how much she liked it, or if she did, or she didn't like it. You don't know what the tone was. It was an email. So okay. Her email said, I should have gone through her first.
Okay.
What's the thought? What do you think about what that email said?
Thought is that she thinks I didn't do a good job.
Okay.
And then that made me feel frustrated and sad.
Okay.
And then the action was I wanted to eat, but instead I went on a walk.
Okay. So you basically hid. You left the building. I'm out. Okay. And the result?
Nothing really. It's just...
Okay. The result is that you didn't show up either because you went away. You hid. All right. So she didn't like the way, you know, she didn't like what I did. And you really didn't do anything that helped the situation by leaving. Okay. Correct. All right. So what's your intentional model?
So the intentional would be that, so the circumstance is the same, so I have to change the thought, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So a new thought would be, she's just doing this to make sure to help me be better.
So okay. This is a good. Good.
And then that would make me feel empowered. Because then I can do better.
Okay.
And then the action would be to actually face the problem and do better.
Okay. So let's talk about feedback a little bit. Okay. Feedback is what she gives you as your manager. It can be positive or negative, but you decide whether it's positive or negative.
Okay.
Okay. So she said, I wish you had gone through me on this.
Yeah.
She may not have thought it was negative at all. Maybe she was just saying, you're new and I need to let you know that this is something that usually goes through me. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So anytime you have feedback, if you will tell yourself, this is how I learn.
Okay.
Then it takes all the... Well, for me, it takes all the stress and anxiety of I screwed up out of it. Okay? Okay. You're new in your job. You're not going to walk in knowing everything perfectly.
Yeah.
You need to anticipate that your manager is going to help guide you. It's okay. Their job to train you, right?
Yeah.
So if feedback is how you learn, then... That just kind of takes the steam out of I screwed up, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I can tell you, when I first started doing more work with PMP, Corinne was heavy on the feedback. Okay. And it took me a little while to come around to, you know, she's telling me this so that I can be really good at this job. So that she doesn't have to watch me anymore. So that she doesn't have to train me anymore. She's showing me how I can improve in such a way that I can be independent. And I can do exactly what it is I need to do to help the tribe. Okay. When you wrap your arms around it in that way, especially when, you know, if you do, you know, make a mistake, if you think about it as an opportunity to learn, then you remember that mistake. Really, you remember it and you don't make it again. But if you throw up a wall and you get upset and you think they're not treating me fairly and everything, you forget the mistake. All you're thinking about is how you think they should have acted.
That's true. Yeah. That actually makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does make sense.
I think it's just a big change because at my old job, I was really good at it, right? Because I'd been there for a long time. But
yeah,
I have to get the mindset of somebody who's new.
Well, you have to give yourself some grace to learn and to be open to making mistakes and getting feedback.
Okay.
Because that is, you know, it's just like going off plan, eating off plan. Every mistake is an opportunity to learn.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, this new job that you have, you accepted. So you signed up for being a trainee again. That's okay. Right? You're expanding your brain and your skill set.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. I'll do some thoughts and some journaling. How to be better at learning.
Thank you. Just how to accept feedback. This is how I learn. That was a big one for me. I hope it helps you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. See ya. All right, we're going to do one more. I have one more hand raised, and then I'm going to go through the Q&A. So AC Garvin, you are up. Okay, Zoom. It's hanging just a second. Here we go.
Was not consumed by me.
Hello. AC Garvin, you are up. Are you there? Hello. Can you hear me?
I must have pushed something on accident.
Oh, you raised your hand. Do you want to be coached? That's all right.
Thank you.
You don't want to talk to me then?
No.
Okay.
Just listening to everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll take you back down to attendees. Nice to see you. All right, y'all.
I don't know.
Zoom's hanging again. Okay. I think we're back. I'll take one more person if anybody wants to raise their hand. Otherwise, I'll just go to Q&A. You guys decide. Wow, this just doesn't want to go. I'm having trouble getting Miss Garvin off here. Heather, as soon as Zoom takes care of things, I will promote you. Huh. That's just weird. All right, Heather, let's see what happens. All right, well, we still have AC Garvin here for some reason, so I'm going to mute her. She won't go back to attending. All right. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. You might have a setting or something.
Is that better?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Yay.
What's up?
Okay, so I'm a newbie.
Yay.
And I've been doing really good. I'm really working on sticking to the four basics.
Good.
Because I am so tempted to jump in full steam ahead and try to do everything at one time, and it all sounds so good. But mm-hmm. I don't want to quit on myself.
Okay.
And so I'm really concentrating on my 24-hour plans and my 2-2 and doing all of that. And so far, doing good.
Excellent. But
this weekend, I have a conference out of town. And staying in a hotel, going to be sleeping in, you know, sleeping in a hotel, eating in restaurants.
Okay.
So I want to know how to be realistic because I'm not a salad eater. I don't like lettuce.
It's all right.
I can eat, you know, I make a cucumber tomato salad that's out of this world. But when I'm going to restaurants, I have a habit of a history of treating it like this is my last meal I'm ever going to have. Okay. And if I don't eat all the things, then it's going to be a big deal.
Okay. So you know this about yourself. This is good, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I used to travel for work and I gained 100 pounds in 2 years.
All right. So how are you going to handle this hotel this weekend?
Well,
what do you think you should do?
I'm going to take some healthy snacks.
Okay.
Because typically at these conferences, they don't have healthy stuff. They have, you know, continental breakfast with
a Danish. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm taking whole wheat nabs and cashews and things like that that I can eat.
Okay.
And then when I go to lunch, I'm going to, you know, pick out a protein and some green vegetables and concentrate on that.
Okay.
And then I guess that's going to be my plan when I go to restaurants.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty much the same thing.
You're going to look at the menu and make the best choice, right?
Right. I think I need to stay away from things that are my triggers. Pasta and potatoes are my triggers. And those are the things I don't want to stop. And so, and that's been something I'm really learning this week is stopping at +2 instead of just having a couple of more bites because it tastes so good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I guess that is, you know, I need to know that I have to, that those are my trigger foods.
Okay.
Or pasta. But I want to be realistic too.
Okay.
You know, and it's not realistic to think I'm going to go in and order a salad because I'm just not.
So don't plan that. I mean, you don't have, just because you're out of town doesn't mean you have to start liking salad.
Right.
I mean, at a restaurant, they usually have hot vegetables too.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it seems to me like you answered your question. How should I handle this? Right.
Yeah.
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 Just so when you write your plan,
stay away from my
when you write your plan, you know, you can be a little bit more basic since you're not, you know, fixing your own food. You're not going to a restaurant. You can put, you know, your planned snacks, the ones you're taking with you will be your snacks. You know, for lunch and dinner, I would put best choice eaten to my two, you know, protein and vegetables or, you know, protein and rice and vegetables, you know, and put on there, you know, for this weekend, no pasta.
Right.
You know, that's off the table because, you know, that's your choice. I'm just not going to, I'm not going to have pasta this weekend. I'm going to have protein and vegetables. So yeah, just write your plan that way. It can be a little bit looser since you really won't know unless you scour the menu and then you really, you know, they could be out of something. So just go in with the confidence and knowing that this is the plan and this is what I'm going to do. You also need to make sure drink lots of water because traveling, you're going to retain a little fluid maybe. Yeah. If you have any drinks, plan those.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're going to have a glass of wine, just make sure you plan that too. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So it's not so tough, right?
No, I can do it.
You sure can. You came up with it on your own.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's blow through these Q&As real quick. Let's see what we got over here. Where's my mouse? Whew, we have a few. When will October camp dates be announced? October camp, I can tell you, will be October 4th through the 6th. It will be open sometime the first part of May. Registration will open up sometime the first part of May. We need to get through this camp this week and then get to working on it. I feel like I'm starving after workouts. How can I prevent that? Try drinking a glass of water first before you eat. Okay, you might just be dehydrated. That's what I would look at first. I am a newbie. Alicia, I'm a newbie. I think one of my biggest challenges is impulsive eating off plan. What are some strategies to stop impulsive eating? If it is a pattern for you and you are eating the same things all the time, then I would plan them. I put them on the plan so they're not impulsive anymore. They're decisions. That's what I'd do. Realistic plan. Module one. Wish I remembered which unit it was, but it's called 24-hour planning. The real Tanya. So I overate yesterday. It was on plan, but I just ate too much. In completing my first ultimate recovery worksheet, I'm trying to define what you would call the urge to eat just because it's available. Deep down, I want to understand why I tend to overeat at times just because the food is available. I don't ever recall a time when food wasn't available. Good catch. I realize I must just tell myself to stop. Yeah. I mean, that's it. You just, if the thought is, I don't know when I'll have this again, tell yourself when you can have it again. I was coaching somebody not too long ago who said, when they have the thought, I don't know when I'll get this again, they answer it with, unless it's made on Mars, I can plan this again. So try something like that. Just answer yourself with, I can have this again. I can plan it for tomorrow. I can plan it next week. I don't need to be impulsive. You know, what you're probably doing when you're impulsive is trying to eat it real fast before you can tell yourself no. Okay. And that's just behavior that's not going to help you lose weight. That's my feedback. Good job doing the recovery worksheet. That's awesome. Liz is feeling overwhelmed. I think I talked to you, Liz. So I'm going to say that one's answered. The answer, I don't know if we talked about the planner. When you get to the lesson on the planner, you can decide if you want to print a few pages out and use them. I wouldn't print 2 months out. I don't want to overwhelm you, you know, with you thinking, I have to do this for 2 months. Just print out a week's worth. See how you like it. Just learning about the model, does getting to neutral mean a neutral thought? No, neutral is a feeling. And neutral, when it's a feeling, means it really evokes no feeling. It just is. It's like total acceptance that that's the way something is. It doesn't make you angry or sad or happy or glad or anything. It's just neutral. It's just like nothing. No feeling. This is my computer monitor. No feeling. Just is, right? This is a nice computer monitor. No feeling. Roz, realistic planning question. I'm realizing I need a crunchy snack planned for work day, sitting at my desk all day. Realize when I'm snacking, I'm hunting something I can crunch like carrots, nuts, raisins, not applesauce. Do I add to the plan while I work on the not eating the snack and less hungry? Yes, that's exactly what you do, Roz. I would go ahead and put it on the plan and then decide if you want to have it. And congratulations on your PR. That's great. Kathleen says, silly question. No silly questions. No judgment of your questions. Okay? That's not allowed on my office hours. Just saying. Does our week start on Monday? I just started using the PMP planner. Yay. Your week can start whatever day you want it to start. That's it. We have the weigh-in thread on Fridays as a suggestion. You can weigh whatever day you want. You guys, there's very little rules here. Okay, it's totally self-paced. The only rule is that you work no BS first and you follow the four basics. That's it. Everything else is up to you. Your protocol is up to you. Your weigh-in day is up to you. The day of the week you start is up to you. The day you food prep is up to you. All that stuff. You work it how it works best in your life. Shay says, I'm a new member and don't use Facebook or any other kind of social media. I really value my privacy. That's why I delayed signing up. I listen to your podcast and have the manual. I only have 10 pounds to lose, but I'm 61 and have been on a diet since I was in the fifth grade. I'm athletic, but I'm exhausted trying to maintain my favorite weight. I'm loving your program, only on day 5, but you have totally busted me with my bad habits. It's awesome. See, look, y'all, she doesn't even use Facebook. Facebook is a bonus, and she's learning. She's having success. That's awesome. Love 2 to 2. I've really never been more than 20 pounds overweight, but I would run or ride my bike for miles to make up for an overeat. I don't like desserts or sweets, but a calorie is a calorie. Too much good food is just as wrong as too much bad food. Yeah. I was running out of time in the day to work out. I love the fact that I get to choose my food. I know that I will be on this lifestyle the rest of my life, and I love it. Not easy, but I finally feel more in control. That's great. That's not a question. That's awesome. That's great, Shay. I'm glad you're loving the program. I'm glad you're finding success without social media. You can totally do that. And you've come to office hours, and you're learning. That's perfect. Beautiful. Love it. Anonymous wants to know, is there any way to go back and see the chat from a call? Not really. Once the call goes down, the chat's down. Oh, Shay says it wasn't a question. Thank you. You're welcome. I loved it. Tanya, I have been having butter coffee every day for about 2 weeks. This has lasted for about 3.5 hours, but for the last 2 days, I'm physically hungry after 2 hours. Do you have rationales for why this is happening? Not necessarily. Just watch your body. Feed it when it's hungry. It could change next week. I have my butter coffee around 6:30 or 7, and I probably eat around 9:30 or 10. Sometimes it's sooner. Sometimes I get hungry sooner. Sometimes I don't. It's probably just depending on your body that day. Buckeye, newbie here. I've been doing keto before the tribe. Well, kind of. It's not realistic for me. Most of the time I cheat 4 days in. Yeah, well, that's not realistic then, right? I want to create my own workable food protocol, but not sure how to begin. I want to stay with low carb. Any thoughts on how to get started? There's a protocol lesson in the second module. So be still, work through the first module, and then you'll hit the food protocol lesson in the second module, and you can decide. There's worksheets and everything. So that's what I do. I just be still for a minute, make sure your plans are realistic right now. Okay. Kathy says, I'm new, I'm diabetic, and sometimes I can't tell when I'm -2 because my blood sugar will get low and I'm having symptoms first. Should I just eat on a schedule since I'm having trouble? Not necessarily, maybe, but not necessarily. You can eat always to +2, I suppose. But honestly, I would, if you're having insulin spikes and dips, I'm wondering how many carbs you're eating. I don't know. Kathy, I would suggest you go into the special diets group and see what other diabetics are doing. I'm betting they don't eat unless they get hungry. But they may have some other things for you. I would just pay real close attention. You might be missing some hunger cues too. If you're going straight to a blood sugar drop, you might be missing some cues. Sandy, I don't think I'm on the email list for Saturdays. Sandy, I don't know if you are an April newbie or not, but if you will just email support, then Sadie can get you on that list. Easy peasy. Merle, I keep telling myself not to make a 24-hour plan because I won't stick to it, even though I'm making them realistic. Is that thought of, I know I won't do this type. Let's see. What can you do with that thought? Tell yourself, I'm going to stick to plan. I'm going to make a plan. I'm going to make it realistic, and I'm going to stick to it. Here's what you do. Write down everything you ate today. Everything. Everything you ate today, and make that tomorrow's plan. I bet you stick to it. Deb, how do I help myself find plus two when I'm finding myself struggling with leaving food behind? Serve up half your food. Eat that. Then you don't have to leave any behind and you're probably at plus two. That's what I suggest. Janet tends to go in waves. I do really well, then just go completely off. It tends to be a pattern. It's like I just get tired of it all mentally and just go completely off. I do come back, but the fails just mess up all the progress I've made. How can I get this in check where I can stay on plan and not fail completely? Well, you're gonna have days where you overeat. Okay. There's a book called Finish by John Acuff. It's one of the tribe favorites. He talks about what you do the day after perfect. So this is what you do. This is what is real key to weight loss, is when you have a tough day or an overeat day, what do you do the next day? Do you get back up and you plan and you get back on the horse and you say today's going to be a better day, or do you just continue to overeat? Do you analyze the overeat and say, what can I learn from this? How can I better myself? You know, every overeat's an opportunity to learn. Or do you just kick yourself in the tail and say, well, you failed. Let's just quit. So what we teach in the tribe is getting back on the horse, forgiving yourself your mistakes, and learning how to learn from them. Okay, that's key. That's the only way you're going to lose weight and keep it off. Okay. Andrea, I'm a newbie and working on 2-2, but struggling with the idea of throwing away the waste. Do you have anything I should tell myself to help leaving two bites or more when I hit my plus two? Grew up thinking clean your plate. Well, clean your plate. Got you a little bit of extra weight, I'm guessing, or you wouldn't be here. So that's what you tell yourself. My body does not need this. I am not a trash can. Okay? That's what it boils down to. If you're overfeeding your body, it's just as wasteful as putting it in the garbage. Because all you're doing is carrying it around on your hips. That's not good for you. So that's what you do. You tell yourself, it's either in the trash can or it's on my hips for tomorrow. Which is the better choice. Michelle, do you have a good bullet iced tea recipe? No, I don't. Post in the tribe. Okay. Ask that question in the tribe because I don't. I'm sorry. Can MCT oil be used in something cold? No, it's going to congeal on the top. It's going to be gross. I do not drink coffee or hot tea, but would like to incorporate MCT oil. Andrea, yeah, the oil itself is going to be gross laying on the top of a cold beverage. I think you can take MCT oil caplets, though. I think I would post this in the tribe and see. I think I've read about them. I have not used them. So post that in the tribe and ask if anyone else has used them. I think I've seen a post on it recently. You might even put that in the search bar in the tribe Facebook group. And see if you can find the post. Why is it so hard to stop eating at my plus two? Any tips for adjusting to this new way? I previously ate to about plus four-ish. It is hard. I'll give you that. It's new. It's uncomfortable. It's, I don't understand why I can't eat all this. You just start doing it. You just start talking to yourself. You tell yourself, this is how I lose weight. You know, I don't want to overfeed myself anymore. Serve up smaller portions. Do all those kinds of things, but mostly talk to yourself about how you don't want to overeat anymore. Okay, because you want to lose the weight. You don't want to carry it around anymore. Lots of hunger scale questions. I'm having a hard time with 2-2. When I ask if I am hungry, I always say yes. Of course, kind of like suggestive thinking. Will that change? Don't ask, if you're always saying yes to am I hungry, then ask yourself a different question. Ask yourself, where am I on the hunger scale? See what that comes up for you. Ask yourself something different because you're not always hungry. You might always want to eat, but you're not always hungry. April baby here. This is Jennifer. Love everything about PMP. I sometimes struggle with my minus two to plus two. There are days that I don't always feel hungry and I don't always hit plus two. But before I know, I could be past my plus two. I feel like I'm sometimes waiting for hunger to set in, but it doesn't. You know what? If you don't get hungry, don't eat. It's really cool to wait because then your body feeds on, you know, your fat stores, right? But seriously, if your body's not asking for food, don't feed it. It doesn't need it. I'm running into, this is Natalie, I'm running into the problem when dinner time comes along, I'm not hungry, but the rest of my family is. Yeah, it happens. Do I join them at the table and eat later when I do get hungry? Sure. I have many, many times seen Corinne at Burger Republic with her family while they're eating, and she's sitting there enjoying conversation with them. I've done it myself. If you're not hungry, don't eat. What you might do is if you want to be, you can kind of hack this a little bit. If you want to be hungry at dinner time, don't eat an afternoon snack, right? Or lighten up your lunch a little bit. See if you can hack it a little bit where you actually have hunger at dinner time. Thank you, Kathy. And you answered you can't add MCT oil to cold drinks. Yep, I did. I mean, you can. It's just going to be an oil slick on the top of it. Andrea, on the 24-hour plan, do the goals at the bottom of the sheet need to be different every day? Not necessarily. No, I would actually just not fill that part out until you get to the planning lesson. If you are on the planning lesson already, then I think she answers that in the video. But no, I would actually, I think the first one is a month, right? I think I would keep them the same for the month. Pretty close to it anyway. All right, you guys, that's all the questions. I am out of here. I'm going to go spend some time with Coach Betsy. And I hope this was helpful to everybody today. And let's see, Betsy will be back on office hours on Saturday afternoon, noon central, and I'll be back Tuesday night. All right, y'all be good. See ya.